Day 35. This is a prophecy. Psalms 2, verse 7. I will surely tell of the decree of the Lord. He said to me, "You are my son. Today I have begotten you." Isaiah 55, verse 3. Incline your ear and come to me. Listen that you may live, and I will make an everlasting covenant with you, according to the faithful mercies shown to David. This is the fulfillment of the prophecy. Acts 13, verse 29 to 37. When they had carried out all that was written concerning him, they took him down from the cross and laid him in a tomb. But God raised him from the dead, and for many days he appeared to those who came up with him from Galilee to Jerusalem, the very ones who are now his witnesses to the people. And we preach to you the good news of the promise made to the fathers, that God has fulfilled this promise to our children, that he raised up Jesus, as it is also written in the second psalm. You are my son, today I have begotten you. As for the fact that he raised him up from the dead, no longer to return to decay, he has spoken in this way, I will give you the holy and sure blessings of David. For the early church, the resurrection of Jesus was central to his identity. In his lifetime, Jesus stirred speculation that he was the king that the Jews were anticipating from their scriptures, fulfilling the promises of David. However, the crucifixion shattered those hopes. Messiahs were not enthroned on crosses. They overcame their enemies with power. They were not defeated by them. However, God had a different plan with Jesus. He raised him from the dead. Paul, picking up this theme in Romans, writes, "He was declared the Son of God with power by the resurrection of the dead." Romans 1, verse 4. The resurrection was the vindication of Jesus, the revelation that he was truly the Messiah of God, and that the promises of God had been and were continuing to be filled in and through him. Today's reflection. Jesus died and the enemy rejoiced, but for the God who raises the dead, there are no endings. If you or someone you know is currently facing a challenging situation, take a moment to pray for God to step in and transform it for his glory.